A readings from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 26. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly await for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view than mine. And the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But if I, brothers, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for those are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jacob Heine, Trinity Lutheran Church, Columbia, Tennessee.
The word of God that engages us is taken from Galatians chapter 5, and in particular, verse 1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Let us pray. Loving, gracious God, as we come to you this day, we ask your guidance upon our hearts and our minds, that we might hear you, that we might know you, that we might be able to follow you and know that in you there is hope, there is life, and there is freedom. Only through the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen. Dwight D. Eisenhower's words on D-Day 1944 ring true as much then as they do now. You are about to embark upon a great crusade, toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of the Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, the security for ourselves in a free world. I have full confidence in your courage and devotion to duty and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Freedom is something for which we have loved, we have striven for, we have worked hard for in our lives, in our country and in our world. Freedom is the buzzword for all peoples in all times and all places. Unfortunately, freedom gets thrown around as something that is less than free. We use freedom to say that a decision made by a government, a Supreme Court, a people who may not follow God is freedom because it allows people to do what they want. But is that really true freedom? Freedom to seek after our own ways and our own desires and our own thing is actually what Paul warns against here in Galatians 5. He warns the people that they need to stand firm in the freedom Christ has given to them, and only the freedom Christ has given to them, because our bodies, our flesh, our own desires tend to lead us away, tend to send us in the wrong path, in the wrong direction. We'll seek after our own wants, our own desires. We'll think that we're free to do whatever we want, and because we're free to do whatever we want, it doesn't matter. We can always live the life we want, and we're hurting no one. But that's not necessarily true. We know that in freedom, we have freedom to serve, freedom to love, freedom to care for others. And it's only through the Spirit of God who brings us what is really true. When we serve our flesh, when we serve our own desires and our own wants, we tend to hurt others. And though we may say, well, I'm free to love as I want, we do so by hurting and destroying the relationships with others that we have. In Christ, our freedom is to serve Him, to follow Him, to go where He goes and say what He says and do what He does, because He's already walked the road before us. Paul's words earlier in Galatians in chapter 2, verse 20, where he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And the life I live in the flesh by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Christ has already walked the road for you. He's already done the work. He's the one in which we live and serve and walk. He's the one who guides the path. Through His death, He sets us free. Through His resurrection, He gives us new life, a free life, a life in Christ. And so as Eisenhower rallied the troops on D-Day, so Paul, in his words to the Galatians, rally us to Christ in His cause today. For freedom's sake, Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Know that Christ has won the battle, that victory, full victory, is yours through Him. And when temptation comes, we do as Martin Luther did. We return and say, I am baptized. I am in Christ. I stand firm in Him. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jacob Heine for this meditation on God's Word.